One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Welcome aboard. Yeah. Welcome aboard. What is this, man? Is that supposed to be Victor Mature? I have a CD here. I have a film on CD, CD-ROM, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Kiss of Death. One of my favorite movies because it is the debut of Richard Widmark. And Richard Widmark had one of the most auspicious debuts of any actor in film history as he came on as this... What the fuck was this guy's name? He was a greasy, fucking, dirty, stinking, rotten gangster. And he pushes this old lady down a set of stairs after tying her up in her wheelchair. He ties an old lady up in a wheelchair and pushes her down some stairs. It's the most violent and shocking scene probably seen in cinema up to that time. And that was Richard Widmark. He got nominated for Best Supporting Actor. I don't know if he won. Maybe he did. And his career took off from there. And ironically or not, apparently, I don't know, he was not that kind of man at all. I mean, he was a very serious artist, but he played a lot of douchebags early on in his career anyway. Didn't he have a TV show? All those guys, by the 70s, all of them had a TV show. Richard Widmark, I think, had his own TV show. I think he was a detective. And, you know, shit. Well, maybe not. Maybe Widmark was the only one, but they all seemed to be TV accessible. I guess they were like doing TV movies or something. I don't know.
I just shut my mouth.
Larry, how are you?
And Phil, can't complain. And I know that you're dealing with this right now. I've got a series of physical ailments that I don't know how to comment on them. But I have to. What are
your physical ailments?
Well, I've got, I'm going in for a psychiatric evaluation.
Larry had to go into a nut house.
Mother, I can do this.
Look, I can't have you guys fighting over the phone.
Oh, well, okay.
He just threw the phone at me, Phil. Larry.
What is his problem?
Larry needs to go in for a psychiatric evaluation because they caught him. You know, how do I put it?
I'll do it. I was masturbating in my car. There, you happy?
We can't have that. Yesterday we were doing thumbing their dick during the rapture. We can't do that. Fuck. It's going into a nut house.
I caught Larry in the backyard with no pants on, and he got out the slip and slide, and he was sliding around going, hey, you know, weren't you, Larry?
Yeah. And you think that's weird, huh? Because I was trying to recapture. I found a slip and slide, Phil, in the garage.
We probably ought to tell people what a slip and slide is. A slip and slide.
Slip and slide is a long piece of plastic material, I guess, that you run water along, and the kids can fall down on it and slide right along this thing on top of the water. It's
very, very easily made, I suppose. Whoever made it, my hat's off to him, because he's probably living large. You know. And I'm still out here, still humping on the street 8 hours a day.
What do you mean, humping it on the street, Mother?
It's a figure of speech, Larry.
Right, so the slip and slide, yes, very popular when a lot of us were kids. And you were what?
I had it in the backyard, and I had some water on it. I was sliding around.
It was disturbing to come home and see Larry doing this. And I heard, even before I got to the house, Phil, I could hear in the backyard, I could hear him going, hey, hey. Yay for me.
I didn't say yay for me. I said, yeah. I said, yeah, it's fun.
Well, you were too. Who were you talking to?
I wasn't talking to anyone, Mother.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, thank you. What is the problem?
It was disturbing for me to see my 50-something son out in the backyard on a slip and slide, you know, going, hey, right after he got the word that Carol, his ex, and the four girls, that his wife was remarried. His four girls will now be the stepdaughters of Reed Ridley, one of the top liberal politicians in all of the Bakersfield, Kern County area.
I'm perfectly fine.
Well, I found it to be very interesting.
So your wife is remarried to Reed who?
Reed Batista. He's a big wheel in the Democratic Party in Kern County, and Carol, my ex, is marrying him. And now my four kids, my daughters are all going to be his, I don't know.
No, they're all moving in with him.
Yeah, they're all moving in with him.
And Larry was reacted in the weirdest. He went to the garage, he got the slip and slide out, and went, yeah, didn't you, Larry?
I got out the slip and slide to say it doesn't bother me, it doesn't bother me, it doesn't bother me. That's what I did.
I think that's pretty funny. What do you think? Larry got out a slip and slide so he could deal with the pain of Reed. What was the cat's name? Reed Boxley? Reed Batavia. One of the top one of the top liberal politicians in the... All right, so that's... Let me see, man. So who's next? You know.
All right, so you got that, Mr. Henry. You can use me as a piece. You can use me as a... Just use me to make me look like the biggest test. Test, 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 test. Okay. So let's get all this...
Phil Henry, show... okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead what?
Go ahead with what you wanted to say.
All right, well, Mother?
Liz, I came home. I was getting groceries out of the car, and I was hauling, you know, and I heard Larry in the backyard going, yay for me. Some shit like that.
Oh, man. And then, let me open this up here. Fuck. Where is the bloody thing, man? What am I looking for? Oh, the character list, which you used to have very prominently displayed. Character list, where is it? Come on. The fuck is that, man? It used to be on the desktop, but I don't know. God damn it. Bunkhouse. Where is the goddamn character list, man? Fuck. You know, it was here. I mean, for years it's been on the desktop, but I haven't referenced it in a long time because I go over to X or Twitter or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But this is a comprehensive list of characters. I guess I'm going to have to... You know, it's on the phone. Fuck it. I'll just use the phone.
Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Henry...
Take it easy, Larry. God, I hate it when people tell me to take it easy. What do I got? We got an AIM package at the... I have a package notification. Great. God damn it. Shit's going on. I wish I could let you guys know. It's not bad. It's perplexing. Okay. Here we go. Here we fucking go. I should probably just... character list. Where is it? There it is. So we have all of these... Tom Dobka, Robert Leonard, Justin McElroy, Elcott, Herb Sewell. Hello, Phil. I haven't really had occasion to use Herb Sewell for quite some time. Larry Grover. Dave Oliver. Dave, you want to be LAPD? You know, I'd like to be,
You know, I would like to be LAPD, but, a lot of these cops, I don't know, man.
Let me see. Joe Dickhead, General Johnson Jameson, those are all characters from, Art Bell parody. Larry Grover. Rudy Canosa.
Yeah. For Dozier.
Maybe Dozier was the one. I want to come on here. I heard him talking about the rapture, standing around spanking monkey.
I want to disavow everything that this Father McWhorter said. And he was talking about if you're going to be at the rapture, spanking monkey. And that's what he said, and I disavow that. I don't think that's the way you talk to students in a high school. I don't think that's the way you should talk to nobody.
All right, so we'll do Vernon Dozier, who disavows my main man there. What's his name? Father McCorkle. Vernon Dozier. I'm sure a guy's standing around thumbing his dick waiting for the rapture. Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here then is Larry Grover and his mother.
Walking around.
Larry, everybody's at home. I think they're at home. Mill, bathtub, gym. I like the idea of the gym. Maybe Larry's... Did she take him over to the gym? Field. That's what we want. Okay. I like the idea that Larry's working out some tension in the gym. I like that idea a lot. A lot, man. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Phil Henry Show. Let's do this. Let me see, get some level on this bitch. See what it sounds like. Yeah, all right, 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 right. Okay, I'm ready to go if you is. Turn this off. Let's get our shit together. Phil Landry in the...